Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. It is now 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 25th, 2020. And welcome to Journey into Passion with me, Anike S. on Everyday Folks Radio. This is the very first JIP SME Takeover. Today's co-host is going to be none other than Tone You Up, Cheryl Mullen. She is the owner of Tone You Up, and she is a fitness coach, and she is going to be taking over today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please join me again on May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my show, Prepping for Next. We need to be ready. We need to be in prep mode right now and a continual state of growth during this time so that we can be ready to make great impacts and live our passions as the way that we have never lived in before after this period in our lives ends. So I'm going to be talking about that, and I'm going to be posting on my website some blogs that will lead up to that show and just share what I've learned and what I'm doing to prepare for the next stage of my journey, and I hope that will inspire you to do the same. Now, don't forget my book, Step-by-Step Caregiver's Guide for Medical Appointments and Hospital Visits, is now available on Amazon. And just until the April 30th, I have it on Kindle for $2.99 and $3.78 plus $3.78 plus shipping for print. So get yours today on Amazon.com. All right, time for birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to all of you with April birthdays, including Dr. Billy Jones, creator of Everyday Folks Radio Network and host of BJ Speaks. My gorgeous cousins, Lauren and Nakia Hawkins, happy birthday. And one of my favorite people in the world, the lovely Miss Gladys Covington. Celebrate your lives the way those of us who love you celebrate you. All right, it is time to get inspired and gain some great insight from my subject matter expert takeover. The host, my co-host for today, is the fitness guru and owner of Tone You Up, fitness coach, Cheryl Mullen. Cheryl has an online boot camp on her website at www.toneyouup.com. Now, you know what to do if you have any questions or comments for today's broadcast. Go ahead and send me an email because I'm going to be monitoring the email at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. All one word, anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. Or you can call in 347-539-5372. And let me know that you're ready to go by pressing 1 on your keypad. And then when we get to the Q&A portion of the show, you'll be able to go ahead and get your questions and comments in. Now, before we bring Cheryl on, please remember, before beginning any kind of fitness program or changes in your diet, consult your doctor. And make sure to consider your medical history and dietary needs before making any major changes. Take good notes today during today's broadcast and share them with your doctor when you are ready to make lifestyle changes. All right, let's get into it. I'm so excited. All right. Let's bring her on right now. Come on. Come on, system, work with me. I'm going to hit this again. All right, I think it's going to work for me now. Cheryl, are you with us?
Hi. Yes, I am.
I am so excited to have you. Yes, I can
hear
you.
Thank you.
All right, so welcome back to the show. As many of you know, Cheryl has been on before, and this time she is going to take over. So, Cheryl, the floor is yours.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Cheryl Mullen. I am the owner of Tone You Up, Inc. I am a personal trainer, fitness coach, and I also do meal prep and planning. Hold several certifications as well as group aerobics instruction, personal training, nutritional certifications, and I've been doing this for over 20 years, former athlete, dancer, and now I've been living my passion with giving back to others and trying to inspire people to live healthier lives, educating them, and, of course, motivating those with diet and exercise. I started this because it's truly what I enjoy. I found that in my life, by exercising and trying to stay, you know, healthy, it's helped me overcome several things like depression and just feeling better about myself. It's boosted my self-confidence, and it's truly meaningful for me to give that back to others. Also, being African American and Hispanic as well helps me combat diseases that plague the Black and Hispanic community, like hypertension and diabetes. So that is something that I'm definitely trying to have an impact on by getting more Blacks and Latinos to get moving to beat that, especially right now, since studies are showing that COVID is having profound effects on people that have those underlying diseases. So I've been trying to motivate people with online training right now since we're home. In a way, it's a blessing in this for people that always tell me, I don't have time to go to the gym, I don't have time for myself, I'm always working, I don't have time to exercise, I don't have time to eat right, I just don't have the time. Well, now we seem to have all the time in the world. Most people are working from home, or some, unfortunately, are unemployed. So since you are homebound, you have the time now to sit down and concentrate more on yourself and getting those things that you didn't have time to do to get them done. My recommendation is to start off by simply making a list. If people want to start losing weight, you want to start eating healthier, this is a great opportunity to do it. I, right before COVID hit us to the point where we couldn't really venture out as much as we did anymore, I became pescatarian. So I gave up eating chicken and red meat and pork, which was challenging. But after I got through 2 weeks of doing it, it became easier eating more fruits and vegetables. I eat fish. That has made a difference for me. You can see the changes in your skin, you can in your energy levels, things like that. So people that are trying to change their diet, I recommend this is the best time to start doing that, because you can actually sit at home and order meals online. I also do meal prep, but you can also shop, grocery shop online. It doesn't put you in the grocery store anymore where you have the temptation to go down the aisles and buy cookies and all this other nonsense and the heavily salted foods and the sugary foods. You can actually plan out what you're going to buy. You can then start buying your, you know, your organic meats. You can put the fruits and vegetables in your cart and have it delivered right to your door. Or some people are doing grocery pickup where you just ride in and they load the groceries right into the back of your car. So that does help out a lot. And you can come home and plan out your meals for the week. You can cook your vegetables and pair it up with a nice piece of fish, and you have your meals prepared, your salad. You can eat your oatmeal in the morning. I'm a big time juicer, and I make a lot of shakes, so I do that for my morning breakfast. So I encourage people to start, number one, eating healthier. You have the opportunity and the time to do that now by meal prepping, taking your time to shop online, and kind of avoiding the temptation of being in the grocery store and seeing all the cakes and the candies and the other things that you would be drawn to. So this gives you an opportunity for that. The next thing is working out. I know a lot of people think that it's daunting. Oh, no, I don't have equipment at home. You really don't need equipment. There's plenty you can do with body weight exercises. I do yoga. I've gotten into some boxing. I have a little bit more equipment than the average person because I'm a trainer. So my gym at home is in my garage, and I have quite a bit of equipment. But you can also do things with just a water bottle at home, a 1 gallon jug. You can use it as a weight. You can do bicep curls with it. You could do body weight exercises. Like I stated before, you push ups, lunges. You can also take an old book bag that you may have and fill it up with some books and do exercises like that with body weight. You can do lunges with the book bag on to add some to weight and help you gain some muscle mass. Because one thing you don't want is being at home and being sedentary and then having muscle atrophy. You're just wearing away, not doing anything, not walking around as much as you used to. Even though you may have gone to an office job, I'm sure you may have gone up and down the stairs while at home. I'm finding that some people are just now laying on a couch watching Netflix on end when you could actually be doing a workout from your couch. I don't care if you do some crunches on the couch, you can do some tricep dips on the edge of your couch while you watch TV and actually get in shape. So hopefully people are using this time to improve their health instead of just being lazy. Not only that physical fitness and the diet is important, but it's also important to exercise the mind. So reading, picking up new things that you can do, like a new language. We are in a world of technology where we do have our phones and they have a plethora of things that you can get into. There's games that you can play to exercise the mind. There's also there's language apps that you can download to start learning another language. I myself am trying to learn Italian now and a little bit of French. So you can do that. There's Duolingo. I use that. So exercise doesn't necessarily only have to be for the body, but it also can be for the mind as well. Both need exercise. And for those gym goers, I have some clients that are avid gym goers, and they are just devastated that their gyms are closed. 24-hour fitness is closed, and they can't get to the gym, and they're like, what am I going to do now, you know? There's still the body weight exercises, but if you're a gym goer, you have to try and look at the positive side of this. I'm sure you're saving on the amount of money you would have been spending for your gym membership every month. So maybe putting aside a little bit of stash and actually purchasing some equipment and forming a proper home gym for yourself might not be a bad thing. You can go online and purchase dumbbells, heavier weights. You could get, there's some places, unfortunately, that are going out of business, so they're auctioning off equipment. You can buy equipment and actually have yourself a suite set up at home to do exercises. So exercise at home is a must during these times. Not only is it going to improve your cardiovascular health, but your muscle strength, your mental, it's going to help you get rid of that brain fog. It's also going to help you improve your mood and de-stress. Those are key elements of why exercise would be important. Also, meditation, and now we have more time for proper sleep. A lot of people now working from home, you're eliminating that drive to work, so you get an extra hour of sleep in. Sleep is very, very important for your body and for your mind, so this is a good thing to get in. And like I said before, you can also improve on your diet. So diet, exercise, sleep, meditation. Go outside also. Get some sunlight. I'm not saying go where there's crowds or anything like that, because there barely is any right now. But if you have a backyard, get in your backyard, start gardening. I garden myself, gives you hours of sunlight, which is important for vitamin D. You also learn to grow something and take care of something. And of course, this food would benefit you later on. I myself grow pineapples and peppers and onions and ginger and tomatoes. So these are some things that are easy to grow and maintain. For those of you that live in colder climates, you can also do some indoor container growing. And there's also hydroponic growing that you can do indoors as well. So there's plenty of things that can benefit you during COVID-19 that you can do to better yourself since you have more time. You can garden, like I said, meditate, sleep, change your diet completely, and of course the exercise. Another thing that I've noticed, I've had more time with my children. I'm a mother of five, about to be a grandmother in July. So I've had more time at home with my kids, and I do involve them in the workouts from my 1-year-old all the way up to my 16-year-old. She exercises at home. My oldest daughter, she's not living here, so we do talk on FaceTime. It's a good time for you to catch up with family and friends. Instead of just texting everyone, it's good to give your family and friends a FaceTime call, speak to them. And like I said, I'm doing online workouts on my website at toneyouup.com. The workouts are free. They're 30 minutes via Zoom, and I get to see some of my old clients and my current clients, and we kind of all come together, and it's very comfortable because everyone's in their home. We use equipment that's readily available to us. Yesterday, we did exercise with dumbbell classes, so thanks to technology, we're able to see each other, talk, and catch up after the class, and the 30 minutes is really a great amount of time to get some workout in. Because we get sweating, we do kind of a HIIT, which is a high-intensity interval training, so you get more done in that 30 minutes. And honestly, during that 30 minutes, it can be challenging. It depends on their level of fitness. I do modify some exercises for different people. But after the 30 minutes, we all end up feeling great. We have a quick conversation about what's going on in everyone's lives, and we share, and then we meet again. So this class meets 3 days a week. We see each other through video. Everyone's in the comfort of their own home, and it's absolutely free. So I figured I would do this to keep people engaged and to do my part. And it just helps out. It also keeps me accountable because people say, oh, well, you're a trainer. You should be able to exercise with no problem. That's not true. I'm still human. I still lay down and watch Netflix movies too, but it allows me to get up at least those 30 minutes. And once I get those 30 minutes going and I meet with my clients and we do the exercise, I get energized after that and I tend to go off and do my own exercise in my gym. So it does help to do the 30 minutes and keep engaged with other people and keep, you know, human contact and speak to other people instead of just being isolated. So I encourage everyone to do some form of online fitness. If you don't do it with me, there's YouTube. You can download a yoga video. I sometimes do yoga off of YouTube, and I follow and do the exercises for 30 minutes and stay engaged with that. Or I may go on and just, you know, learn something new on YouTube. So there's plenty of things that you could do to keep yourself physically active and healthy during the pandemic. I also try to encourage people to stay positive. That's a big thing as well. Staying positive will help you mentally get through this. A lot of people are absorbed in the news and watching the death toll and how many people are infected. I really try to stay away from that. I may watch the news maybe once a week, twice sometimes, but I try to look at the bright side of things. It's, like I said, a better time for me to connect with my health, my family, my friends, even if it's online, getting my exercise in order, my healthy eating in order. That helps me instead of dawning on the negative. So I encourage people to remain positive. Keep a journal. Write positive things that you are grateful for every day. And just stay active. Activity is definitely important. Stays away the boredom of what's going on and people being home all day. I also get out and ride my bicycle with my kids. We go for walks around the neighborhood. It's good to just lay out in the backyard and look at the sunshine, or, you know, just get some sunshine and, like I said, play in the garden. And I also got like a little blow-up pool for the kids. So we play outside, we play ball, and we enjoy that time that we have together. That's pretty much what I've been doing and helping to try to keep others motivated and active and engaged during this time. I don't know if you're still there, Anika. Hi, Anika.
Oh,
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I've just been chatting away, and I've been on.
No, I didn't know. I was like, is anyone still out there?
I'm just chatting. Okay, hello, I'm here. All right. So thank you so much. I really appreciate all the great information, the great tips, and thank you for being the first on this JIP takeover, expertise takeover. And so I was, I wanted to remind everybody listening, if you have any questions, I'm monitoring the email, anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. And I also checked out the social media just in case anybody posted something. And if you're on the line right now and you have a question, just press 1 on your keypad to let me know. Or call in, 347-539-5372. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I was just kind of taking some notes. And you talked about having the water jug and the book bag and the books on, you know, so you can do the lunges. What I was wondering is, for somebody who's kind of starting out a little bit, would it be good to have like cans and then work up to, because maybe the water jug might be a little heavy
yes.
for you?
Definitely. I was just giving that as an example of things that you could mm-hmm. use. But definitely, if you have canned food in your pantry, that might be a way to start. Even better, like I said, start with your own body weight, just doing body weight mm-hmm. exercises to begin. Things you can use, like I said, the canned food. There's, if you have paint cans in your house, they don't have to be full. You can start with mm-hmm. water bottles. It could be a little, you know, water bottle that you just a, you know, 8 ounce or a 16 ounce water bottle, and moving your way up to a gallon bottle would be fine. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of things that you can use. If you have stairs in your house, you can start off just by stepping up one step, just doing step ups up and down till you progress mm-hmm. and get to the point where you can run your entire staircase up and down. Mm-hmm. So there's different things that you can use around. You could use a chair. We've done a couple chair exercises on mm-hmm. online this week. You can use your chair. You can just, even for your squats, we have people that have knee issues. You can just stand up and sit down. Stand up and sit down in your chair. That's as simple as doing a squat. You can hold on to the mm-hmm. side of your chair and do leg raises. So there's plenty of things you can do at home that don't require you to run out and buy any kind of equipment at all. So,
yeah. So tell us more about the boot camp and the way that people can get on and get going on your online boot camp.
Oh, okay. So they just go on to our website, which is toneyouup.com. That's tone, TONEYOUUP.com. And on the site, it tells you where we're located on Zoom. It gives you our code to join the class. And you just fill out the waiver and the waiver and registration form. The reason for that is I need to know if anybody has any special conditions. And like you said, the beginning of the show, consult your doctor and make sure before you start a new exercise program. I would like to know if anybody is, you know, diabetic, is hypertensive. All these things are important before beginning the online class. So that's why I have them fill out the waiver form. And once they mm-hmm. do that, I will email them a password into the Zoom class. And we meet mm-hmm. every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening at 6:45, and it's for 30 minutes. So the class ends at 7:15. Shortly after that, we talk for about 10 minutes after the class. So the class begins with a warm-up. Then we go into the meat and potatoes of the class, which is normally some kind of body weight exercise or resistance training. And we do abdominals, and then we do some stretching, and the class ends. So it's one exercise after the other. People tend to go at their own pace. So if somebody needs to stop and take a sip of water, they, by all means, do that. We just keep the class flowing. I ask everyone how they're doing. I'm able to see everyone in the class and what they're doing, correct them posturally, you know, tell them, hey, you know, your hips need to be aligned, or make sure your feet aren't going past your toes. So that's the good thing about it. They don't get to feel me, like touch them and correct them, but I actually get to see what they're doing and correct them verbally. So that works out. And we've had a good consistent group of women that have been online and doing it, and we're happy with it. So we've built our own little support group and community, and it helps. So some of us have been losing weight, staying active, getting more energy, and that's been wonderful. So I do send out a newsletter 3 times a month with what's going on when the new classes are started. We're in our second cycle right now, so we've done our first month of workouts. We're now on to the second week of our second month of workouts. So that's nice. Everyone's more than welcome to join. Like I said, toneyouup.com.
That is awesome. And I like the fact that you have the community of women. I like that you extend it beyond just exercising, that it's a community and a supportive system. I like that. That's really awesome. And I like the fact that you can come on many different fitness levels. And
yes.
So it doesn't have to, it's not an intimidating thing, because, you know, sometimes people are intimidated. So you know, that
yeah.
makes a difference. And then, of course, the convenience of doing it at home. You don't have to go anywhere. No effort in that.
Yeah. And there's no excuses. It's not like, oh, you know, I got stuck in traffic, I couldn't make it. No.
Right.
You know, I've worked out, and I have, like, my children around. Sometimes I'll just have them join in the workout, and my daughters have done it with me, and sometimes I have the baby there, and I do the exercises with them. So anyone is welcome to do the exercise, from children to even grandmothers. There's an older lady I train as well, and she's joined in and worked out, and she does her exercises from her chair. So I also am offering online personal training. So I do have some personal training clients that are training with me one-on-one as well.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are just tuning in, just go to www.toneyouup.com and check it out. Check out the online boot camp that she's got going on. And, you know, it's all about fitness and getting ready to take it to the next level in our lives. So I'm just going to do a double check, make sure that we don't have any. Oh, we do have one. Capri, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here is your first question. I've been working out with Tone You Up during the first and second cycle, and it has been great. I do some exercises on my own, but this isn't a good addition to my routine.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. She has been online, and I spoke to Kip a couple months ago, and she felt a little discouraged. She's like, oh, you know, I'm not going to the gym anymore. It's just too much, and I'm working. This is all before all this happened. And she's like, I'm really just going to stick with my dieting. And she has been to every class online, so some people really find it great because you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You're learning. So I'm not only just pushing them through the exercises, but I'm actually teaching them. And I do tell them what muscle groups we're working while we're doing the exercise. And like I said, I try to encourage them afterwards, after they finish the workout, you know, you learn these, let's say, 10 exercises I just did. You can do them again. You know, continue, get an hour in. You can finish up after I get off the, you know, online with you. Continue doing the exercises or go do your yoga or something else. So she has been wonderful at continuing her exercises. And it's not only about weight loss or any, it's more than anything, it's feeling better. And people also have to remember that exercise does help your immune system, helps you mentally. So what a perfect time to be doing this.
Yeah. Congratulations, Capri, doing your thing. I'm so proud of you. And thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for your amazing comment. Now, for myself, just personally, because I was doing so well for a while, then fell off the wagon. You know how a lot of people listening probably can attest to that. And kind of reversed some of the things that I had accomplished. And it was, you know, it's kind of frustrating. And so, and now I'm kind of going backwards and, you know, starting over again and having a few issues because, you know, certain pains and different things that I'm dealing with. So that person that, like myself, have just kind of, okay, we're back to the beginning again. Now we got to get our, you know, work our way back to at least where we were. You have any advice?
Yes, that happens normally to a lot of people, believe it or not. Before I go on, basically you need to determine your fitness ability. That's important. And like I said, I also offer consultations and fitness tests. What that does is it lets you know exactly where you are. And as I said in the beginning of the interview, you should keep a journal. Write down a journal. Just write down how you feel that day, what you wish to accomplish by doing these exercises. What is it that you're truly wanting out of it? Is it for better health? Do you want to look better? I have some people that have short-term goals. Like, I just need to look good to get into this dress to go to this wedding or something. Or it could be, I really want to come off of my blood pressure medication or have the dosage reduced. That's a longer-term goal. I just want to see my overall health improve. So that's why I say keeping a journal is important. That way you see constantly what you're working towards, because sometimes we lose sight. We start working out and a month goes by and you've only lost 5 pounds and you're like, I worked so hard and all I've lost is 5 pounds. Oh, I can't believe this. And you get a little bit frustrated and you kind of fall off. But if you have that journal, you can go back, oh, wait a minute. I wasn't only doing this just to lose 5 pounds. I'm doing this because I really want to improve my health, or I really want to come off that medication, or, you know, I want to live longer. So maybe today I'm just feeling frustrated. You write it down. Today I'm feeling frustrated, but I'm going to keep on going. And you do that. That might help you stay on track. Also, putting something up. I have one client that she put up her pair of jeans on the back of her door. So she saw it every day. The pair of jeans that she loved, she couldn't fit into it anymore. And she's like, I'm going to keep going just for these pair of jeans. It may seem silly, but every day she got closer to closing that button, to the point, it's funny, but she would put an elastic across the loop and where you hook it in to the button. And she was like, you know, it's getting there, until she finally got to the point where she could buckle those jeans. Now, it took a couple months, but where she got to that point that she felt, oh, my God, this is amazing, I can fit into these jeans again, she kept on going anyway because of the way she felt. So you got to keep going. I know we're going to get some aches and pains. I have a lot of aches and pains. I've, you know, noticed over the years, I'm getting older. Sometimes I'll do workout, my knee will hurt or my back will hurt. But I can't let that stop me, because how much worse is it going to be 10 years from now when I'm 56, you know, or something? I can't backtrack. So you got to keep reminding yourself, if you had kept going, where would you be? You know, where it would be a lot better. So as hard as it may seem sometimes, on those days, just do something little. Maybe just do 15 minutes. And you'll be surprised. After you do the 15 minutes, you get that boost of energy and motivation that you may keep on going to 30 minutes. So, yes, sometimes we do fall off, but you just got to remember to just get right back on, because you don't want to have to keep starting over and over and over and over again. Right. You actually want to get to that place finally. Right. So I try to watch motivational videos, you know, just be inspired. Sometimes I go on weightloss.com and I look at people that were 400 pounds and now they're running marathons. I have a client like that myself. When he first came to me, he could barely walk around the park in our outdoor boot camp, and now he runs marathons. So, you know, you just really, you've got to look beyond and see what's possible for yourself and not get discouraged. And you got to be your own cheerleader. We can be our own worst enemy, but we can also be our best cheerleader if you really try.
Yeah. Now, as Black women, because I got to go there. You know, we use that hair thing, like, girl, I can't get my hair off. You know. So, as a person of color who works out, you have any tips on, you know, making sure that hair, you know, gets off your face? Or do you have any kind of tips what you do with your own hair?
Goodness, yes. I have a bunch of caps. We live in such a world where everything is available to us, and there's wigs you can wear. The other day I was scrolling through, there's a cap that has a wig attached to it that you can put. I don't care if you have to. I tell black women, get over the hair thing. You know,
right.
Put your hair, braid it down, do whatever you got to do, and put on a cap and get to it, because you can be real cute with real cute hair and then be 500 pounds overweight. I mean, what's
right.
that going to do for you? You know,
mm-hmm.
what's that going to do for you when you have beautiful hair and you're popping pills every day, you know, because you have diabetes or giving yourself insulin shots? That's not
mm-hmm.
the way to go. So, I mean, get over the hair thing. You can wear protective styles. I braid my hair a lot. I do braid my hair. You can pin your hair up. You can buy wigs, weave, whatever, wear a cap. It doesn't matter. So the hair thing, I really think that it's a terrible excuse. And especially right now, it's like, who's going out to get their hair done
right.
during COVID? There's no beauty salons open. So put your hair up in a ponytail and just get on with the day. Or honestly, for those people that are, this is the time, if you are looking to lock, this would probably be the best time to do, or go natural. This is the best time to do it, because you can't get to the relaxer and go to the beauty salon and
mm-hmm.
do all that. So, you know, natural hair always wins. So that's my
yeah.
recommendation. Get over the hair thing. It's a terrible excuse for us. Look at how many black women are suffering from hypertension, diabetes. Those are the
mm-hmm.
issues. We're going to die with gorgeous mm-hmm. hair. I mean, yeah, the hair thing.
Get over it and get to it.
Get over it and get to it. Yes, definitely.
Now, you mentioned that you went to become a pescatarian, and, you know, some people may be thinking about that, and you talked about, you know, eating fruits and vegetables and how it helps improve your skin. And for those people who are just tuning in, share a little bit more about that.
Yes. So I noticed that I felt bloated once I ate meat. And, you take into account your body. As you older you get, you kind of get food allergies and things change. And I noticed that every time I ate meat, I felt bloated and heavy and tired sometimes. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to cut meat out of my diet and see where it goes. And this was before COVID, and I spoke to my doctor for my annual physical, and I was like, what do you think about me, you know, eliminating meat out of my diet? And she was like, you know what, quite honestly, I think that's a great idea. She's like, most of my patients that don't eat meat are doing wonderful. And I was like, okay. So I decided, let me just cut it out altogether. And I cut out meat, and the first week was so hard, because my family did not jump on board with me. They were there eating up all their meat and frying bacon in the morning. My kids having bacon and eggs, and I have to smell this. So I said, okay, I'm just going to, you know, start with eggs and have some peppers with it and onions and stuff like that. And after a week, it got better. And then I started kind of missing, you know, the meat. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to have fish. I'm going to eat fish. I started eating shrimp, and then I was seeing this natural healer, and she was like, don't eat shrimp. She's like, it's really bad. It's a bottom feeder. Get rid of any fish or shellfish or anything like that. So I stopped eating shrimp, and I just stuck with the fish. And so I'd had salmon, haddock, tuna. I try to stay away from anything that's heavy with mercury. So I'd have the fish, and I found that that was a lot better. And I did notice at first that my skin, I started to break out. So I went back to her and I was like, you know, what's going on? My skin is, I'm breaking out, I'm having acne. She's like, yeah, your body is going to start getting rid of the toxins, and it's going to come out through your skin. She's like, you're changing the way you're eating and everything. I gave up soda, and, you know, I'd have soda once in a while when I go out. But I gave it up, and I started drinking more water. And every day we make fresh juice here. So we get, we make guava, we blend kale, spinach, everything, and we drink juice every day. So I noticed things changing, like my bowel movements changed, my skin started to change. So I was like, and I started feeling better, lighter, the bloating started to go away. So I was like, this is definitely helping me. And it's something that I'm able to do now because we're more confined at home. I found that when I'm mm-hmm. running around, going out to training and stuff like that, you're tempted by everything that's around you. Like, oh, I'm so thirsty. Let me go run in here to McDonald's and get the sweet iced tea, because I love the
mm-hmm.
McDonald's sweet iced tea. So I'm like, how do you get that? But when you realize you're drinking all this sugar, so I was like, you know what? Let me just get water. So I started running around with my gallon bottle of water and drinking that. And, of course, having my own meal preps, eating that. So started to lose some weight and shedding some stuff because I did gain weight after the baby. So I was like, I need to get it down. It's been harder now with my last child to lose the weight. And, of course, because I'm older. So that's one of the main reasons I did it. I wanted better health, and I wanted to lose the excess baby weight and just to feel better. And also, I watched a video on how cows are treated, and I just didn't like it at all. And I was like, I felt really bad. And I was like, this poor cow, you know, she's a mom, and her little baby calf is being ripped away from her, and she's being prodded. And those things changed me, and that's why I don't eat meat anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know that's, it's not, you know, not necessarily an easy thing, but like you said, over time, you know, you learned how to adapt to the new lifestyle. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people, it's difficult because when you're trying to adapt to a whole new lifestyle, at first you're frustrated, you're tired, you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you want that sweet iced tea. but like you said, it's worth it. You know, after a while, it's worth the effort. And
now is the perfect time because everybody. Now's the perfect time. Everybody's home. From some of us, we've been home for like 30 days already. So you should have formed a new habit. Now a lot of people should have formed a new habit. Now I'm definitely, you know, eating no meat and eating more fish and fruits and vegetables. I'm gardening, exercising every day at home. You spend more time with your kids. So you're slowly forming new habits while everybody's looking at the downside of it, saying, oh, I can't do this, I can't. There's an upside to it, too. You get to reconnect with yourself and get things done that you didn't get to do before. Like some people are actually taking care of things in their house and you know, speaking to family members online. So,
Now, as you may know, I'm definitely talking to a lot about caregivers, and I want to, you know, encourage and inspire and provide caregivers with various resources. So, for any caregivers that are listening, because I know sometimes it may be difficult, especially if you're caring for somebody who's really ill, to find that time for yourself to get, you know. And so do you have any advice for the caregivers that are, because I know I talked about when I care for my dad, you know, one of the things that I was always trying to do, didn't really do well, but I was thinking about, you know, when he was doing his physical therapy, you know, doing something, you know, just finding those little pockets of time to do something for yourself. So you have any advice there?
Yes, like I said, I have 5 kids. So. You can involve them with it for some things, but time for yourself, you just let them know. Like I let them know, okay, mommy needs this hour to herself, and then, you know, my significant other takes over. He'll say, okay, well, I'll take the kids for this hour, and then I need this hour to complete my work or whatever. So we trade off and work that way. Or I put them to do an activity so then I can go away and have time for myself. So the other day I wanted some time on my own, so I put up a little movie projector for them and I put them in my office and I let them watch the movie. I forgot the name of the movie. I think it was Up they were watching, and I let them watch it and they watched it together, and that gave me about an hour and 45 minutes of me time. So me time sometimes could be I just go and take a nap or take a long shower and take care of myself or whatever it is. It's that is very important to find some time for yourself. As a caregiver of small children, you can try and get your kid down for a nap and then get time for yourself. That's normally when I get some free time, is when my smallest one is sleeping. So getting them a nap time. And if you are caring for like an elderly parent, you can definitely, you know, when they take their nap, because elderly parents are like babies sometimes, when they take their nap, maybe you can get your me time at that point too. Or like I said, spending time together is also wonderful. I take them outside and we go for walks or let them ride their bike and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, for somebody who says, you know what, I'm ready, I'm about to do this thing, and I'm going to get one piece of equipment. I'm going to start with this one piece. What would you recommend?
Definitely dumbbells. It's easy. It's a little dumbbell weights. You can do a multitude of exercises with them. They're cheap. You can just go order it online. You can get them on Amazon. They have some that are different weight sizes. But I would say start off, if you never exercise in your life, start off with a 5-pound dumbbell set and get that and work your way up, because you can. You can do biceps. You can do arm exercises, leg exercise, everything with a dumbbell. So you can go walking with the dumbbells. That would be definitely the first piece of equipment that you should buy. And if you can't afford a pair of dumbbells, then get yourself a resistance band. A resistance band is great, and you can work out with that as well. And it's great, easy to travel with. You can put it in your bag, book bag, wherever you want to do. You can wrap it around a pole and do exercises. You can put it under your feet and do exercises. You can do leg exercises, arms, everything with a resistance band too. So either dumbbells or a resistance band, great way to start a workout program.
Okay. All right. So I've got another email, and this is quite a long one. So I'm going to read this from Stephen. He is sharing his My Fitness Story is the title of this email. And it reads, I have been following Tone Up for years. I have attended boot camps, personal training sessions with Cheryl, and have begun boot camp online. I found Tone You Up at a really difficult time in my life when I was 260 pounds, 25 years old, and on track to getting kicked out of my active military service, the Marine Corps, due to continued issues with my weight. After working out with Cheryl for a few weeks, my weight started to drop and got to the point where everyone around me noticed and started calling me out on the gains. Within a few months of my life had changed, and I was promoted for the first time in 3 years. My fitness level had improved, and so had my outlook. I continued working out with Tone You Up, joining in on group dynamics of the group. With Tone You Up, joining in on the group dynamics of the boot camp to motivate myself. Cut to a few years later, I left the military and I moved out of town and started to get busy after my military life. Without direction and guidance, my weight ballooned again and my health quickly started to tick down as my weight ticked up. I failed my physical exam and fitness test at my primary care. Within a matter of months, I gained all the weight back. I lost and developed health problems that worried my doctor. I contacted Cheryl, and became one on her first distance or online training clients. I made an effort once or twice a month to come down to Miami for sessions with her and to revisit my friends at the boot camp. Tone You Up has changed the way I view fitness and its role in my life. Cheryl has been in my corner with even those closest to me gave up on me, helping me along with my fitness journey. My advice is to take time for yourself and make fitness and take time for fitness. It is the key to a long and healthy life. Wow. Wow. If you don't join now, I don't know. Thank you, Stephen.
Yes, thank you, Stephen. So, Stephen, I did meet Stephen years ago. And let me go ahead and say this now. Stephen is now my fiancé.
Full disclosure.
It's so funny. We met because I was working for a family that he was working for also, a very wealthy family. I was training his staff, and Stephen became part of that staff. And he was about to get kicked out of the military because of his weight. And within a month with me, he lost 20 pounds. So we continued exercising. He did have to move away for his job, and he did gain the weight back because he didn't have that steady, you know, training there. So I did start doing online training with him, and he ended up losing the weight again. So I do have some clients that, like you said, you were on it for a while, and then you fall off, and you go back, and you gain the weight. Fitness is a lifelong journey. It is just like your health. You know, you're given one body to take care of throughout your life. So that's what you have to do. It has to be consistent. You have to continuously try and maintain exercise. And if something works for you, then stick with it. I also tell people, you know, try variety. I do many different things. I don't just have people lift weights. I also teach dance classes. You know, I'm a Zumba instructor. I also do group aerobics, like old school 80s type aerobics. I can do that too.
Yeah.
I've been in the swimming pool with people. I've taught people how to swim. So it doesn't just mean that you have to be in a gym atmosphere. I've worked out with women that don't have any equipment at all, and we've worked out just at their house. Or my boot camp people that I've gone outside and we've worked out in the park the entire, you know, month long with not one piece of equipment. We ran the park. I've done run clubs. There's plenty of ways to stay active and healthy. So his story, basically when I met him, he was really down on himself. He was really depressed because the military was, you know, the Marine Corps does have a weight that they need you to be at, and he wasn't meeting that weight. So I did motivate him. I did keep him. He did get promoted. And then shortly after, he left the military. And mind you, during this whole time, Stephen did hit on me. And and we did end up together. And we had a very healthy, active lifestyle. We used to go running together and bike riding. And now we exercise together at home. Of course, we have children. So now it's, you know, a little bit more challenging. And working out here at home in the gym, he'll get off, he goes inside the gym in our garage, works out. We work out together sometimes or on our own. So he still, you know, is working towards his fitness goal. And both of us have put on weight after kids and then lost it and then gained after children. So I know women think that, oh, you know, I've gained all this weight after having a baby. Men gain it too. So, yeah, so we definitely both remain active. His fitness story is a very interesting one because he did,
yes,
it's something that he's been challenged with his entire life. So, and yeah, he did discover that it's something that he's going to have to maintain and continue to exercise for the rest of his life, just like I've dedicated, you know, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Even if I'm training or I'm not training other people, I'm still going to have to exercise for the rest of my life. And that's what everyone should really think about, because you really do need to exercise for the rest of your life. You have to be active.
Right. Yeah. One of the things I do, because my 8-to-5, you know, I'm sitting customer service, and as a writer, I'm sitting, you know, I'm mostly, that's the work that I do, that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. And so what
right.
I've taken to do, you know, because many of you who are listening probably can, you know, attest to this, you know, you're sitting a lot, you get up and you're all stiff and everything. So what I've done is I get the 2-15 minute break during my, because I'm working at home, and
right.
I, for seven minutes, I do some cardio and get the water in. And don't know, you know, and notice a difference, obviously, because you know you do it during the 2-15 minute breaks,
mm-hmm.
and so and just getting that 7 minutes in, and so I, you know, I just noticed that difference. And so as far as getting it in, I just thought I discovered for myself that was a really good way to do it.
Of course, something is always better than nothing. I tell people that sit at a desk all day, you know, your desk can be your exercise equipment right there. If you stand up, let's say you give yourself, it just has 20 reps. Just do 20 little push-ups on your desk. Put your hands on the edge of the desk, 20 push-ups. You get your blood flowing, and sometimes, I don't know, you may get writer's block. If you get your blood flowing again, you might, oh, you know, you feel a little burst of energy. You're like, oh, you know, I didn't think about this. And you start writing again.
Right.
Or you can, like I said, your chair can be your exercise tool. You can do some tricep dips on your chair. You can stand up, sit down a couple times. That's getting some squats in, gives you that burst of energy to keep you going, and you're getting some exercise in. Keep a bottle of water at your desk. You know, drink yeah. water. You can stand up and do maybe 20 jumping jacks and then sit back down, or jog in place right. for 20 seconds. But just you can set your phone to a timer that it'll go off mm-hmm. every 30 minutes. And on that, when it goes off that 30 minutes, you know to get up and do like 10 seconds of a quick exercise, 10 seconds run in place, and sit back down. If you do that okay. for your the entire day that you're at work, you may have put in a good 30 minutes of a workout right there.
Okay.
You know,
I like
so
set the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you can be creative with things you do. It doesn't have to be the traditional, I'm going to put in this 30 minutes straight. It has to be. No,
right.
you can do it in intervals throughout the day. You can run. Say, okay, you're going upstairs
mm-hmm.
to your room. You say, okay, I'm going to run up and down two times. You just got a little bit of a workout in right there. You did some cardio.
Yeah.
You come
yeah.
upstairs. You do some push-ups before you go to bed. 20 minutes. 20 push-ups before you go to sleep. You just got some workout right there. Some big muscle groups got worked out. You do a couple squats
yeah.
before you go to sleep. Great. You might sleep better. So it doesn't have to be 30 minutes of continuous exercise. You can do little bursts here and there, whatever your time allows. I do exercises while brushing my teeth. You can do
mm-hmm.
calf raises while brushing your teeth. While washing your dishes, you can exercise just doing calf raises.
Yeah.
That's something. It's better than nothing. So
yeah.
those little 7 minutes that you put in, that's better than not doing anything at all.
Yeah. If you can believe it, we're down to the last 3 minutes of the show. I want to thank you so much. This has been awesome. And thank you for the emails. Thank you for everybody tuning in. Don't forget, next show will be on May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm talking about prepping for next. This is an excellent introduction to that, because now we're talking about how we're going to just do get better and better and grow and in various ways. And the best way to do it is our health. So this is an excellent show to have before we get into that. Cheryl, now that we are down to the last couple of minutes, any final thoughts?
No, just everyone, you know, stay healthy out there, stay positive, connect and find community with people and friends online, learn something new. Whether it be gardening or a new language. And like I said, you are more than welcome to join my online boot camp class. I also offer more than just online fitness. I also do meal prep. I have 2 ebooks online on how to lose weight and exercise and stuff as well. So, and I'm also available for anybody that has any questions. You can always send me a message through my website at tonyup.com, and feel free to join in our fitness classes online for absolutely free, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursday evenings at 6:45 p.m. Everyone stay healthy and stay safe.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate you being the first subject matter expert in the JIP expert takeover. Thank you so much. It has been an awesome, awesome hour. And thank you once again to all of you who are tuning in. Don't forget, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/everydayfolksradio to get more information on Everyday Folks Radio programming. Check out my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/journeyintopassionwithAnikeS. And, of course, www.anikemadison.net. for more information on what I have coming up. I'm working on a lot of things, so keep up with me. Oh, have a great day. Have a great rest of your weekend. Don't forget to go to www.toneyouup.com. Get involved in that online boot camp and get moving and get inspired. And at any point, any stage, whether you are at the beginning or your intermediate level or your advanced, all of us need to stay inspired. So have a great rest of your weekend. As always, I wish you great success, on your journey into your passion. Stay home, stay safe, take care.
Thank you.